You also took him with six together. What do you get? Is that if he would come, it would not move Yedim Mekoymoy. LED, it could be Yorav Tofel, Loi. So you see clearly, Yorav had no Mishmer in the second bias. El Ashara, that we said that the same thing happened to the first bias, after the second bias goes on Shara, other things, not on this. So in Echonami, so it's two different things. So the second bias did not have exactly what happened in the first bias. Therefore, there's no theory here. Goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the second bias was not exactly like the first bias. Only they both happened on Tisha B'Av and on Mitzvah Shabbos. Again, last quarter was again that we want to prove again that the last things that happened in the Bayis Sheni was not the same as the Bayis Rishon. That it says was the same, it only means on Shara, some of them, not all of them. And less proof was because it says that it was the Mishmar of Yehoyoriv. That's when the Bayis Rishon was Choriv. And the question was, by the Bayis Sheni, there was no Mishmar from Yehoyoriv. Because it says that four of them went up to the Bayis Sheni, and Yehoyoriv did not go up. Like it says up again, Bo Chorim, Yivnata Chalkov Heret Chaveroi, Sheish, V'chein Pashkar, Yosef V'chein Eimer. And his scheme of Avinu Shemlein, Avinu to cut in between them, Shafilu Yoyorov Rosh Mishmaros Oyla. Even if Yoyorov would come up later to Yerushalayim, at the Bayis Hasheni, there's no way to get. So it says here that Afilu Yoyorov, the Rosh Mishmaros would come up, still La Yitcha would not push away Yedayim and come Yedayim from its place. Ela, rather, the way the Mishmaros would be is Yedayim would be the Ikka Mishmor. And the Yoyorov would only be a Tofaloi, secondary to him. And Rashi says, and in other words, Yoyorov really never came up to the Bayis Sheni. So how could you say Bechein means all the things that happened to the first Bayis happened to the second Bayis also? It says the first Bayis was Chorv and the Mishmer of Yoyorov. And with the second Bayis, we didn't have the Mishmer of Yoyorov. Elot must mean Ashara, not that we said before, Bechein just means that the second Bayis was also Chorv on Tisha B'Av, and it was also Mitzvah Shabbos. Could be a different year Shemitah, and it could be with a different Mishmar also. Now the Gemara says, Ravashi Ravashi says, Hanich Shish Shani. No, torn to the Cheshbon we had before, maybe it's still the same, that the second bias was also Chorav on Mitzvah Shemitah. Ah, you had a question, the second bias was 420 years, and if so, it comes out that not at the Mitzvah Shemitah, but in the middle of Shemitah. So my answer is, Ravashi Yomahanech Sheish, the six extra years we had, and we counted 400 years, was 8 Yovels. And then another 14 years was 2 Shemitahs. But then we're left with 6 years. So Ravashi says those 6 years that we're left over with, I tell you like this, Hani Shish Shoni, are the Solak Ezra Makadish Perkachoshavlu. It took Ezra did not come up to Makadish to Beis Midish after 6 years later. After they started to build it, for the first 6 years, Ezra did not come in, the first came up later. You'll see the pasuk says, Bidin Bekilas Avidas Beis Lohono, Dib Yerushalayim, like when they finished building the Beis Amigdash in Yerushalayim. You'll see then the pasuk says, Vishayotza Beis Adino, Ad Yom Tzlos Aliyachad, it was the third day of Chodesh Adar, Dishna Shis Lomachus Diyorish Malka. It was the sixth year of the kingdom of Diyorish. The Torah was not like this. That the Yosef's mind at that time was said, Lashon Abon, the next year, all the Ezra of the Galusi Moy, that's when Ezra first went up. So it comes out, really, was the sixth year of after the Binyan Habayis. So the first 6 years, Ezra did not come, he first came up after that. So therefore, we don't include these first 6 years in the Cheshbon of the Bayis Hashani. Yeah. That's Amo Bishnah Sheish Nishlam, in the sixth year of Dior, that's when it's finished. And that's 5 years already. And then it says that Ezra first came up the next year. That was the sixth year. It says in the pasuk, "Vayov Yerushalayim b'chodesh haChamishi, he Hashon Hashviyas the Melech." That was the seventh year of the Melech. And in the second year of the Melech, they started to build it. So at the end of it was 7 years. That was the end of 6 years. So after building the Beis Hamikdash for 6 years, that's when Ezra first came up. So it comes out, and even though Lamaisa, it was 420 years, like from the time they started to build it, but the first 6 years are not in this cheshbon, Ezra was not Mekadoshid yet till 6 years later. Therefore, it's good. So we're left with eight Yovels, and then two Shemitahs, and when I saw a Shemitah, that was the Churban of the Bayis Hashem, it could be also. Kufa, what we say before, that Shiva also Yovels, there were 17 Yovels, Mana Yisrael, Yisrael counted, Mishenich Musalos, from the time they came into Eretz Yisrael, Viyachi Yotzel, to the time after the Churban of the first Bayis, when they left Eretz Yisrael. Now, Viyachi Yocholem, you can't say, Mishenich Musu, when they came in at the Mono, as soon as they came in, Teretz Yisrael, what a way to start the count. Shemata, Mishenichta, if you start counting as soon as they came in, Teretz Yisrael, Shemata, Oimer, Mishenichta, Sumonu, Nimso, come out that Bayis Chorv, Betchilas Yovel. The Bayis would have been Chorv at the beginning of the Yovel, comes out this way. And Viatamurti wouldn't come out good to Poskin Cheska that said, Via Bosse Shon Racha Shahuksir. Before we had said that the 14th year after the Churban HaBayis, that was Yovel. So if they start counting right away, it doesn't come out good, they'll start counting right away, so then the Churban was on Yovel, so 14 years can't be Yovel again, it takes at least 49 years, 50 years. So most like this, rather, Sheva Shekivshu Minolan, so where it says, rather the first 7 years that they captured, the first 7 years that they divided, was not included. Then how do we know it took 7 years to capture Eretz Yisrael? The Kama Kolos, the Kolos said like this, that the Ben Aboyim Shemanuchi, B'Shalech Haisi Moshe V'Hashem, when Moshe wanted to send Kolos to the Miracle to spy on Eretz Yisrael, he was 40 years old. Because B'nei, Miracle of Eretz, V'yat Inu Amecha Yoyim Ben Chomish Hashemay Neshona, and it said now that B'Shafi Gareth Chaluk in Eretz Yisrael, he was 85 years old. Now the Yom HaMah would learn like this, that Shona Rishona, the first year in the Midbar, also Moshe Mishkan. Moshe was building the Mishkan. Shniya, the second year in the Midbar, Hukma Mishkan. That's when they put the Mishkan up. The Shalach Meragim, he sent Meragim for the second year. Ki over Yarden, so it comes out, Ki over Yarden Kolev, Bar Kam Heaven, when Kolev first went over the Yarden, how old was he? Bar Timnin Nochitartin. He was like 78 years old. He was 2 years less than 80, because it says he was 40 years old when Moshe first called him. And when did Moshe call him? The second year in the Midbar. And then it's 38 years in the Midbar yet. So he was 78 years old when he went into Eretz Yisrael. And Kikamaflik Nachlis Kama, when they started to divide Eretz Yisrael, it says it was Ben Chomesh Shemenim Shon, was 85 years old in Moshe. So Shtachan comes out to Sheva Kivshu, that took 7 years for him to conquer Eretz Yisrael. According to this Cheshbon, really the spies only with Chetim Ragman first took place the second year they were in the Midbar. And really it was only 38 years in the Midbar. Usually it was always said they were 40 years there after the Chetim Ragman. It says they went 40 days, connected each day another year. According to this Cheshbon, really the Chet took place the second year in the Midbar, and they were only there another 38 years. I call upon them to prove that the Kibush, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, took 7 years. Now the question is, v'sheva shechukim, how do we know it took 7 years to divide up Eretz Yisrael? See, boys, if you want, I can tell you, midisheva kivshu sheva chukul. Since it took 7 years to capture it, mistama took 7 years to divide it up. Not sure why, but such a gzera sheva-like. You boys, if you want, I can tell you, no. Midulei mishkachas lu'abba sarashona, achra shokzir. Because otherwise, you'll be missing 14 years. So the only way we have this cheshbon of 14 years is to start saying that the first 14 years they did not make is not in the cheshbon. So we have 7 years that they conquered Eretz Yisrael. And what's the other 7 years? You have to say it took another 7 years for them to divide up Eretz Yisrael. Therefore they first start to count after these 14 years. Therefore it's good. Therefore Taka, the Churban HaBayis was 14 years before Yovel. Therefore, tells the Poskin Yecheskel that 14 years after the Churban was Yovel. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein Pirchsin Mishisha Tloyim Halavakorim Belishkas Hatloyim." You're never supposed to have less than six behemoths, six Tloyim, six young lambs that were checked out already in the special lishka in the room Hatloyim of the Tloyim. You know, you should always have them on hand to be brought for the Korban HaTamid. Today, this should be enough. L'Shabbos or L'Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Like, really use two Tamidim a day. So, for 3 days for Shabbos and 2 days for Hashanah, you need six. We'll see, the Gemara's Maskana is only a simin. It's a sign that you always have to have six on hand. But if you can have as many as you want, if they have more animals checked out already, to fit to be used for korban, matav manoyim. They never had less than two trumpets in the Beis Hamikdash. Mitisha Kenoros never had less than nine flutes. The kinor is a harp. Yeah, harps. They never had less than nine harps. A kinor. Or my Stephen and Aaron, they grab as many as they want. If you had tzotzo levad, it was only one tzotzo, one symbol that they banged together. It was only one in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, to ask the question. To me, the Mosaf and Tuv Evel, it doesn't mean what it says. You have to have six kabbonis for these 3 days of Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So that's good for the Tamidim, because they have plenty of kabbonis musafim to brought their base. You need much more than six kabbonis. So Moshe says, "Enechanami, Tona Bial Makoi." Our time of the Mishnah just means like a simon to say that you always have to have six kabbonis ready on hand at all times that were checked already. Via Tamidim Luchudi Kor, really, it's only going on the Korban Atomit. Umay Kedel Shabbos Yom Tovim. What does the Mishnah mean to say to be used for Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah? It just means simon b'yom. It's just a simon. It's a sign to remember. You always have to have 3 days worth of tamidim already checked out to be in the lishka, in the room. Vachikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein first the Mishnah is supposed to have less mishisha tloyim from six alems mishisha tloyim.